Our patient's last name is a C-H-O-I, again, C-H-O-I. First name is K-I, space C-H-I-N. Date of visit is June 23, 2023. Date of birth is February 10, 1952. Referring physician is Dr. Barua, B-A-R-U-A, again, B-A-R-U-A. Next verb, a chief complaint, snoring. Next verb, history present known as patient's a 71-year-old male, common chief complaint of snoring. First of the of history is provided by the son. First of according to them, common patient has been having loud snoring. First of patient also witness process of breathing during sleep. First of patient usually go to bed at 10:30 p.m. First of patient severely loud snoring. First of patient also witness process of breathing during sleep. First of patient wakes up at 6 a.m. His sleep is not restorative. First of patient has frequent awakening at night, comma, 2 to 3 times a night. First of patient also require daily nap, comma, about 30 minutes in the afternoon. First of patient also have significant excessive daytime sleepiness. So first of patient frequently becomes drowsy when he's sitting, reading, watching television, sitting as a passenger in a car for an hour without break, comma, lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permit. So first of patient past medical history, arthritis, next number high cholesterol, next number leaky heart valve, next for medication gabapentin, a Flomax, a finasteride, atorvastatin, next drug allergies, no drug allergies. Next for social history, patient is married with 2 children. First type patient is retired. Patient does not smoke. First type patient quit smoking 40 years ago. First type patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history, a mother have Alzheimer's disease. Sister has breast cancer. Father has stroke. First type review system. Patient has joint pain. First type next for impression. Snoring, witness muscles of breathing during sleep, not restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, comma, these all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. First up, next patient, and next patient is. Next patient is Beltran, again, Beltran. First name is Alberto, Alberto. Date of visit is June 28, 2023. Date of birth is February 8, 1963. Next verb, chief, referring physician is Salina Valley State Prison. Salina Valley State Prison. Next verb, chief complaints of leg weakness. Next verb, history present known as patient, a 60-year-old male found chief complaint of leg weakness. The first up, a patient tells me that he's actually getting stronger. First up, he tells me that his legs are getting stronger. First up, he continues to back pain. First up, however, he's able to stand better and walk better. First up, but specifically the left leg is getting stronger according to the patient. First up, patients do using a cane. First up, however, patient tells me that he has not been falling. First up, there's no muscle pain. First up, there's no hemiparesis. Everybody's sensory changes. Diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, physical examination, to mental state examination, patients awake and alert. First up, prenatal nerve examination, facial expressions symmetrically, tongue and mucosal line. First up, speech is fluent. No motor examination. Patient has a motor examination. Patient has patient has a weakness in the left leg greater than the right leg. First up, the left leg hip flexion strength is 4 out of 5. First up, left knee extension is 4 out of 5. First up, left ankle dorsiflexion is 4 out of 5. First up, left lentil flexion is 4 out of 5. First up, the right hip flexion is 4 plus out of 5. First up, the right hip flexion is 4 plus out of 5. First up, the right knee extension is 4 plus out of 5. First up, the right ankle dorsiflexion is 4 plus out of 5. First up, a patient does have muscle atrophy in the calves bilaterally. First up, sensory examination, patient's decreased sensation to the left large toe. First up, an expert of a gait examination, patient uses a cane. First up, a patient is able to walk independently. Next verb, impression, chronic lumbar radiculopathy, comma, bilateral L4 and L5 levels. First up, the findings are contributing to muscle atrophy in the legs. First up, impression number 2, patient has a history of elevated CPK and elevated CPK levels of first step efficiency. A rheumatologist, a first step patient, tells me that he has history of muscle biopsy in the left calf before a first step patient. Currently, a first step patient tells me that he has steroids injection before, and that helped his weakness. A first step however patient tells me that he's getting stronger lately. First step, he does not want to go through with the muscle biopsy at this time. First step, he does not want to have another surgery. For now, first up, an inspiratory condition, explain the patient to about diagnosis. Next over, explain the patient if his symptoms get worse, let me know immediately. First up, recommendation, file it with me in 3 months. First up, patient currently tells me that he's stronger and he does not want to do the muscle biopsy at this time. First up, next number, patient in the past have elevated CPK. Our recommendation file will be in 3 months. I come out for follow up for his weakness. First step, this month. So, do you have dictation?